Blog Talk Radio.
Right now.
What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you once again live from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. It is the Keep It Real Morning Show. What's going on? Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? What's popping? You know what I'm saying? You got your boy up this morning and everything. It is a beautiful morning out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's out doing their thing. I got the, you know, sitting out here looking over my courtyard and everything out here in Las Vegas in my apartment and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? The new studio. You know what I'm saying? I kind of hook up my studios like an apartment and everything. You know what I mean? So it is all good. You know what I'm saying? It is going down once again. You know what I mean? You know how we get it in. It is the Keep It Real Morning Show. If you got something to say, you got a morning rant or something like that, hit us up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Right now, the high is 81 degrees, all right, this morning. And the high for the day is going to be 104. Damn. I thought we was out of the hundreds and shit like that there, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I'd be glad when fall time gets here and everything so we can get out of these hundreds, you know what I'm saying? hope everybody had a good day yesterday. I had a good day yesterday. I relaxed. I got some work done and stuff like that, and I was just chilling. You know what I'm saying? And getting wasn't really on the computer yesterday. Was kind of just kind of off the computer and in and out and everything, trying to get things done, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. I'm still getting settled into my little humble abode and all of that, you know what I'm saying, and getting ready to get back to work, get back to my B-I-Z, you know what I'm saying? And in case y'all don't know what that is getting back to my biz, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate y'all listening and rolling with me this morning, you know what I'm saying? It don't look like too many people is up rolling with me this morning, but it's all good, though, because Fat Man gonna keep on doing his damn thing and gonna keep on pushing and keep it moving, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what I was born to do, all right? But this morning's topic is, and like I said, it's probably, I would probably catch hell behind it, but this morning's topic is black relationships, all right? Black relationships, that means any type of relationship, relationship that you're in, a relationship that you're trying to go in, relationship that you're trying to pursue, all of that. That's what this morning's topic is about, black relationships. And then we're going to get into some news and everything. You know, we got a lot of news going on this morning, you know what I'm saying? Right now in our local news, it's mom attacked by two sons begging for help in chilling 911 call. My children are trying to kill me. Okay, this is definitely crazy. This is what's on the top of my list this morning. And this is what's definitely crazy this morning. Kids trying to kill their own parents. I mean, come on now. We gotta know it's we this is just crazy. It says mom attacked by two sons, begs for help in chilling 911 call. My children are trying to kill me. Okay. It says, a disturbing 911 call reveals a mother begging for help as she says her two sons are trying to kill her and her husband. All right. It says, Yvonne Irvin was groggy after she was allegedly drugged, but she managed. After she was allegedly drugged she managed to make a call from the inside family's Atlanta area home on Saturday morning. Her husband, Zachary, was stabbed multiple times and hit over the head with a shotgun. Yvonne 50 told the 911 operator, "They are trying to strangle and shoot us. They put a Xanax in our food, and they are and thought we were asleep, and they tried to attack us. They beat me up. They beat him up. They're trying to kill us." Now, these are two kids, two sons, trying to murder their parents. In the terror of the mother's voice, she says her sons are now coming to get her in the second floor bedroom, she says she was hiding. She continued, "I don't know why they've done this. I really don't. I guess they want the insurance money. I'm not sure." So young man Christopher, 22, and Cameron, 17, were charged with aggravated assault. They also face arson charges for allegedly attempting to blow up the house by tampering with the gas line. Okay, that's that's something. When you get to the point to where your kids are trying to murder you for insurance money, that's not good. Everything, you know what I'm saying? Those are the times when you need to. That's when you need to use the old adage, "I brought you into this world, I'm going to take you out." You understand? And that's just real, real talk. You never let a child disrespect his parents that way. You know what I'm saying? In other local news, it says Sarah Palin called Black Lives Matter protests dogs. Here's why she doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. Oh, Sarah Palin, you're something else. You're something else and everything. All right, let's find out why does Sarah Palin call that says Black Lives Matter. Okay, so Sarah Palin called. Sarah Palin, y'all know, don't you know? You know Sarah Palin. She can see Moscow from her house, don't you know? Sarah Palin called Black Lives Matter protesters dogs. Here's why she doesn't get the benefit of the doubt, okay? During the speech outside the U.S. Capitol to a Tea Party rally on Wednesday, Sarah Palin used a very loaded word to describe Black Lives Matter protesters. She called them dogs, actually dogs that President Obama won't call off. So Palin told the crowd she would instead offer her support and salute the country's police officers. Palin is at least one of the few obvious unaware of overwhelming black makeup of the police protesting movement in the United States. Okay, in the United States. Number two, unaware of the disproportionate and real way in which these issues affect black and Latino Americans, unaware of just how frequently racists have compared non-white Americans to various animals while justifying inhumane, immoral, and illegal treatment. Or perhaps she just has another one of her apparently unbelievable, only mindedly plausible explanations for why her comments aren't, in fact, racist today, ready to go. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I tell you, boy, people, we got to learn. We got to learn what we say. Words hurt. Words can hurt. I'll say it again. Words can hurt. You know what I'm saying? So we got to be careful on what we talk about, what we say, and what we do. Here in L.A. News, it says three brothers found stabbed to death in L.A. Dad is a suspect. Now, y'all, we got to start protecting our children. This is getting outrageous and getting out of hand. It says, Los Angeles, a father repeatedly stabbed his three young sons to death with a knife in the back seat of his car, of their car, outside South Los Angeles Elementary School Wednesday before it's believed he turned the blade on himself, police said. The father, said to be in his 30s, was found in his car bleeding from a stab wound to his chest. His dead sons in the back and a knife in the passenger seat. The boys' ages were 8 to 12 were pronounced dead at the gruesome scene. Okay, that's the father, whose name was not released, is the only suspect in the killings. Police said he was taken to the hospital in critical condition and will be arrested if he survives his wounds, Los Angeles police officer Matthew Ludwig says. The motive was unclear and is being investigated. The father had no history of domestic violence charges or arrests, police said. The domestic violence, people, starts, it doesn't have to be physical. Domestic violence can start verbally, all right? You know, we have to be careful. We have to watch what we're saying to people because words can hurt. Words, actions, all of that can hurt. And we have to be careful of what we say and what we do. You know what I'm saying? Because we can definitely hurt somebody with the things that we say, you know, so we got to be careful on what we say, all right? You know what I'm saying? Now, today's topic is, like I said, today's topic is black relationships. This is one thing that I don't know, it might get me in trouble. Don't know, don't really care, don't really give a fuck if you do. And everything like that, because it's something that needs to be said. We all, being of color and race, look for that special someone. We look for that special someone. We go through these social sites. We go through everything and this, that, and the other. There is no old-fashioned looking for that special someone anymore by walking up to them and going, "Hey, how are you? My name is such and such and such. What's your name?" Those days are obsolete. Those days of, hey, would you like to get together and go out to dinner? Or would you like to get together and go out to a movie and things like that? Those days are obsolete. You get a lot of women, a lot of my black women, that say this is what they want. I actually want to say right now, in lieu of a black man, yes, we as black men, we don't know what we want. At times, we want to be happy, just like anybody else. We want that happiness. We want that relationship, that relationship that when you kiss your girl, it shoots fire out your ass, and you see stars and everything like that, and everything. All right, now everybody wants the same thing. One thing we got to stop doing, and this is when we go on these social sites. When you go on your whatever side of this, that, and the other, stop talking subliminally to whoever it is that you're trying to talk to, whoever it is that you may be mad at, whoever it is that may have pissed you off, the last nigga that made you mad and this, that, and the other, the last nigga before the last nigga before the last nigga before the last nigga that made you mad, because a lot of us are carrying this bullshit to other so-called relationships trying to meet someone else. This does not exclude men. I am talking to my black men just as much as my black women. If you got something to say or anything like that or anything that's on your mind and everything, stop hiding behind your Facebook page. Stop hiding behind your Instagram. Stop hiding behind your Twitter or anything like that. And the only reason why I bring this up is because I see this shit myself. I see this shit. I see the little quotes that people post up and things like that, you know, the little subliminals and everything and all of that. And if you can't be with me, then you don't need to be with nobody else and this, that, and the other. Look here, check this out. If you're just getting to know a person, get to know that person. Nothing happens overnight. No one falls in love overnight or anything like that. Conversation can happen overnight. If a man is telling you, yeah, babe, I want to talk to you, I want to be with you, I want to this, that, and the other, and everything, that don't necessarily mean he want to be with your ass today. And fellas, that go for the same for you. You're talking to a woman and everything like that, and you're feeling her and this, that, and the other, and she's like, yeah, I really want to meet you and everything like that. That don't mean she's trying to come out and meet you in the next 15, 20 minutes. People, we need to take time. Take time to get to know one another. Take time to get to know if this is the person that you want to be with and this, that, and the other. Like I said, once again, check a person's resume. Check a person's background. Understand who you're dealing with. If you don't know who you're dealing with, how you going to know what you want if you don't know who you're dealing with? Yes, we do tend to rush into things. We as men, we want it all. We want it all. We want panties, socks, and drawers. We want it all. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. But some of you black women, white women, Asian women, or anything, but I'm talking about my black race today. Some of you women, it doesn't hurt to say no. It doesn't hurt to tell a man, no, you're not going to do that. No, not today. You know what I'm saying? No, let's do blah, 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 and everything like that. You know what I mean? It doesn't hurt to do that, to say that, or anything. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So, I'm sorry. I got messages coming across and everything like that there. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we have to say no just for discipline reasons. You know what I mean? You just for discipline reasons. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's cool to court. It's cool to date. It's cool to get to know somebody and everything like that. Stop taking everything so much to heart. People, we got lives to live. If somebody don't fit into your life right now, don't get upset, don't get mad, chalk it up and keep it pushing. That don't necessarily mean that that person can't be a good friend, okay? It's plenty of people that don't fit into lives right now. It's plenty of people that don't fit into society right now. It's plenty of people that don't even fit in, that don't even know how to get in and where to fit in at. So this is why you got to take things day by day. I want to give a special, special, special shout out to one of my friends, one of my good friends out there and everything, one of my good friends. I want y'all to keep her in prayer, keep her family in prayer. My friend, one of my business partner, Carla, she's out there. She's on her way to go see about her child out there in Texas. And, sweetie, you be safe. You have a safe trip and everything like that, and I will keep you in my prayers. And I need everybody to uplift her family right now in prayer and just hold her down. Just hold her down. She's one of my listeners that always listening to my show and everything like that. You know what I'm saying, sweetie? So you take care. You know I'm here if you need me. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to say that before I got too deep into the show and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? But like I'm saying, you know what I mean? Once again, like I said, you know, be careful and be cautious on who your relationship is with. You know what I'm saying? Be careful and be cautious on who you digging and who you trying to get into a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody ain't meant for everybody. Everybody ain't right for everybody. Everybody got a little flaw in their ass and this, that, and the other. I don't want a perfect woman. I'm going to be honest. I don't want a perfect woman. I want a woman with some flaws in her ass. I want a woman that's got some baggage on her. I want a woman that's is not the same. I want a woman that's different from everybody else. I want that. I don't want a woman that goes by the trend. I also don't need a woman that's going to nag the fuck out of me either. I also don't need a woman that's going to snap and always got a problem, always got an attitude or some shit like that. I've been through that shit before. You know what I'm saying? I told you guys before, I was in an abusive relationship, okay? I used to date a woman who liked to put her hands on men and wanted to put herself in a man's position, wanted to put herself in a man's place and everything like that. Fellas, we need to stay as men in a man's place, and ladies, you need to stay as women in a woman's place. Every man is not going to jump through a Cheerio hoop because you want him to. Fellas, every woman is not going to get up and run to your beck and call and be there all the damn time to take care of you, because after a while, a woman gets to thinking that if she's taking care of you, she's taking care of a little kid. A woman gets to think if she's taking care of you and looking out for you, you know what I'm saying? She's taking care of a child. And that's where a lot of shit gets fucked up at and everything. It's supposed to be a two-way street. If you're with a man and just so happens your man is disabled, or just so happens something happens to your man or your woman or something like that there, to where they can't walk, to where they can't get up and do for themselves, to where they can't take care of themselves and do the things that they used to do, who do you think they're going to turn to? They're going to turn to you. Why? Because you're their companion. You're supposed to be that special someone for them. You're supposed to be there for them no matter what. But yet and still, we still deal with the syndrome of backflack and bullshit and this, that, and the other and everything like that. And a lot of times this shit needs to roll off your back. Women get upset with me because they figure I'm argumentative. And yeah, y'all know I always use myself as an example. Women need to feel that I'm argumentative. Women think that I always want to argue about something and everything like that. Well, look here, sweetie, check this out. It gets to where it's no time for jokes, because when you've been in a fucked up relationship before, way before your ass then came along, way before anybody else then came along, you take shit seriously. That's just like a woman being in a domestic violence relationship and this, that, and the other, and it's certain things that you trigger that you may say. They trigger certain things that make her remember certain shit. You know what I'm saying? We talked about that the other day on the show when we were talking about domestic violence. You know what I'm saying? We talked about that the other day. You know what I'm saying? Same thing goes for a man. It's some shit a woman can say and some shit a woman can do that can last, that can make you, that reminds you of the last motherfucker. Check this out, people. When you're trying to get into something new and you're trying to adventure on something new, leave all that old bullshit behind you, because all that old bullshit is going to come to the new shit. And you don't want to bring old bullshit into your new shit, especially when you call yourself trying to get to know someone and be with someone and everything. Because the shit ain't going to work, because it's going to remind him of shit and it's going to remind you of shit. You know what I'm saying? And then pretty soon, y'all going to be bumping heads. You know what I'm saying? Try sitting back and taking it slow. Taking it every day, day by day by day. That's all you can do, is take it day by day. You know, some relationships and some things move a little faster than others. You know what I'm saying? Some things go on a little bit quicker than others. But when you're in a real relationship with a woman, you know what I'm saying? You know when you're in a real relationship with a woman, because you know how she reacts to you. She knows how she reacts to the tone of your voice. She knows how she reacts to the vocal tones of your voice and how you talk to her and everything like that. Ladies, please stop browbeating a man, especially when a man is going out of his way or when a man is trying to be respectful, because a man can definitely be disrespectful in any type of shape and form necessary. Because you get a lot of men that's been hurt and been scorned. You get a lot of men that's been through a lot of bullshit, too. And we don't want to keep going through the same bullshit that we was going through in the last marriage, in the last relationship, in the last so-called thing that we was getting into and everything like that. Yeah, I know some people probably going to be pissed off at me behind this, or some people probably ain't going to like what I got to say and this, that, and the other. But it gets to the point to where when you're trying, and it just seems like your trying is not good enough, you wonder why a man gets into fuck it mode. Same thing with a black woman. When a black woman is constantly trying and everything, you wonder why she gets into fuck it mode and fuck it, I don't care, and everything like that. Ladies, men have had bullshit happen to them in their past, just like y'all have had bullshit happen to y'all in y'all past. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, if y'all got something to say and want to chime in on this, please hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. And I would like to hear your point of view, whether you're a black woman, a black man, Asian woman, whatever. I want to hear your point of view about it. But today I'm talking to my black people. I'm talking to my black brothers and sisters. Today I'm talking to my black women to get a point across. Today I'm talking to my black women, to my black men to get a point across. So we're all being understanding about this thing called a relationship, this thing called courting. Yeah, I'm just as old school as the next one. But a person likes to be courted just like anybody else, likes to be respected and all of that. And when I see shit that reminds me of other bullshit, then that's when I back the fuck up and I go and I run. I run for the hills because I'm not going down the same road that I done fucking been down before. And that's just real shit, y'all. We'll be right back. I'm going to pay some bills. Answer some phone calls. My switchboard is lit up. I guess there's a bunch of people that's mad at me. So, oh well then, here we go. This is the Keep It Real Morning Show live from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Maybach music.
Money over everything. Self-made. But right now, shout it. You looking like money. Talking about real money, huh?
Maybach,
huh? Yeah, my bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it, and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good, and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it, and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good, and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on it. Fuck her good, make her call me in the morning. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it, and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good, and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it, and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good, and she always ride it for me.
Yeah, temporary forever. Levitate with a nigga. I can teach you till you hate me, but you hate them navel kisses. We can do like eight positions. Hit it till your makeup missing. Baby girl, my stroke official. And you know I paint that picture. Hoes on my line. Most of them nine. Couple of them down. But all my hoes is hard to find. And I ain't always on the prowl. It's just my soul to mix it brown. Got me quite open for a while. So let me in or let me out. And I like my marijuana bright. And I like my window tinted out. Shout out them strippers who hustle. Get yours, you know what this about. I just might throw a big amount. Don't know if I'm supposed to take you out. I just know that I'm supposed to praise you up. Don't mean I ain't supposed to take you down. Word up.
My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. Every time she fuck me, she say, can I have some money? And I say, can I get a threesome? She say, boy, you funny. But I be like, for real, just pick up that phone, call one of your girls when I'm on that pill and I pop that purse. Girl, I put in that word. Long as she come to me first, it's 14 racks. What I put on that purse, that Birkin bag. Make an old dude mad when I merge through passing that dark blue jazz. She like my style, but I talk too fast. And I got that drive, and she just might crash. Hold up. She say she fucking with me the long way. She gon' ride the stick, I had a long day. Nigga, look at my bitch, she looking the wrong way. Something mean look exactly just like the song say.
My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment,
got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment,
got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on it. Fuck her good, make her call me in the morning.
Oh, God, I wanna hear you screaming. Oh. In the middle of the club, I spotted her. Shawty so tough, I think I'm in love. Imagination going crazy, think I wanna make her my lady. In the way she gets so freaky, I just wanna give her a baby. And then I'm gonna get her wide open, give her what she been missing, that feeling. Lick it till she's shivering, oh. And then I'm gonna look her in her eyes and tell her I love her. I love her, I love her, I love her.
Down, 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 do it to your legs, shake it, do it to your legs, shake it, do it to your legs.
Oh. All they want, they can knock all they want, but they won't get in. No. Not tonight, cause I'm about to make my mark on you, girl. You are my world, my piece of paradise. And you let me do what I want to you. Girl, I promise through this whole night I'll be kissing you. Until your body comes, until we see the sun. See you into shock, girl, once I touch you with my taser tongue. And I just wanna get her wide open. Give her what she been missing, that feeling. Lick it till she's shivering, oh. And then I'm gonna look her in her eyes and tell her I love her, I love her, I love her, I love her.
Down, down, down.
Let me tell you what I'ma do right quick.
What you gonna
listen
do?
I'ma start from the forehead to the lips to the neck to the chest. Flip her over, then I'm kissing down her backside.
Yeah.
Flip her over again, I'm ready to go for a swim. I'ma make her body tremble if she act right.
Oh.
Make her woozy as woozy. Get. Feeling like we on a movie set. Can you feel the vibration?
Yeah.
My tongue's just like a jacuzzi jet. I put your man to shame with it. I don't play no games with it. I'ma have you gripping the seat screaming when I write your name with it. First, last, middle. And my tongue just likes to scribble. Morning, noon, and night, I gotta have it. I'ma dog eat it up like bits and kibbles. Make me dribble like CP3. But I rep that DTP. So if you give me that, I'ma give you that. One leg up over my shoulder. Let me be your remote controller. Let me try to keep my composure. So many different ways that I could
fold.
Oh yeah, I go to town. You should keep me around. Cause every
oh,
night I'm going
down, down, baby.
To the crib and a nigga on sip. Come fuck with a nigga, like a bang on a pussy like I'm blowing up crib. Fuck with a nigga, you gon' wanna claim this dick. Fuck with a nigga, fuck with a nigga, come fuck with a nigga. She roller coastered on it. She threw it up our alley. Then I beat the pussy to it. Girl, you know you got that good, yeah.
like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo.
Yeah, turn up.
Oreo, hey, hey, Oreo, hey, hey. Like an Oreo, I wanna bite it and get inside it till I catch it gone. Like an Oreo, I love to lick the middle like an Oreo.
Yeah, turn up.
Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo, I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone.
You won't know how I get down, you won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this with my mouth. You won't know how I get down, you won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this with my mouth.
Cookie, 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 I'm a cookie monster. Break your back, crack it open like a lobster.
I killed the pussy digger. She grabbed the wood like ripping. I told her put it in my face. Let it rain, let it rain. Mmm, like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo.
Turn up.
Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone. Like an Oreo.
Time.
I love to lick the middle like an Oreo.
Yeah, turn up.
Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone.
You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this with my mouth. You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this with my mouth.
Girl, I got a sweet tooth. Ain't nothing sweeter than you. I'ma eat it up, beat it up. Till you holler out true. My bed could be your stage, and I'ma make you a star. Your legs in the air, my hands all off up in your cookie jar. Yeah, I'm hitting every spot on your map, that's me going on tour. My time for Joe Discobali, that's clothes all on the floor. You throwing ass, I'm catching it, the neighbors keeping score. Louis Armstrong, I pick you up, eat that against the door. Like, mmm, like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo. Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone.
You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this with my mouth. You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this with my mouth.
Up and asking what's the deal on a key. I don't know if you ran wide, you could be the police. If I was blank and blow, you couldn't get a OG. See me and the PSC ballin' through at a show deep. Police holding up the dough because they know we tote deep. I just want to rival C, blowing drove in the fleet. Blowing clan by a dozen different bitches in a week. I just want to chill with Country and his daddy, Freddie G. Ballin' out at any time, and in the store is Philly G. I want to ball in the Bahamas courtesy of KC. Mac Tony got a million with a dollar DP. AK house on the hill right next to JG. Every week need that for lunch, dress them bright and eat free. Get in, they pay, little Greg and B. That's the only shot we got to get cap back on the street.
You might have seen me in the street, but nigga, you don't know me. When you holler, when you see, remember, you don't know me. Save all the hating in the poppin', nigga, you don't know me. Quit telling niggas you my partner, nigga, you don't know me. Don't be a group to keep it moving, nigga, you don't know me. Hey, I ain't tripping, but the truth is really, you don't know me. Yeah, you know they call me T.I., but you don't know me. You be hating and I see why, cause you don't know. Just bring a nigga hating on a G, ask them what it's gon' be. What you looking at? Pussy nigga, you don't know me. At the club in the street, so wherever we should meet, it's chopper, chopper, pistol, popping, nigga, you don't know me. You might have seen me in the street, but nigga, you don't know me. When you holler, when you see, remember, you don't know me. Save all the hating and the popping, nigga, you don't know me. We're telling niggas you my partner, nigga, you don't know me. Don't be a group to keep it moving, nigga, you don't know me. Hey, I ain't tripping, but the truth is really, you don't know me. Yeah, you know they call me T.I., but you don't know me.
The best thing.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man back up in here. You know what I'm saying? Another Thursday morning. We doing it real big. You know what I'm saying? That was Work Hard, Play Hard by my man Wiz Khalifa. You know what I'm saying? I hope everybody's out there working hard and playing hard. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's what I'm talking about. But like I was saying and everything, of course, you know, big shout out to everybody that's been listening to me, everybody that's been rolling with me and everything like that. I do honestly and truly appreciate you. I do and honestly and truly respect and thank you so, so very much. You have made my morning show the number one morning show on internet radio. Yay. Congratulations to myself. But, you know, but I thank you all. I thank you all for rolling with me and being there, you know, for me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just like I was saying before, and I'm going to say it again, people, please take time to nurture and feel these relationships that you're trying to get in, that you want to embark on and everything. Nothing happens overnight. No one falls in love with anyone overnight. It can take the course of time. Can have the same things in common. You all can have the same thoughts in common. You all could have the same dislikes, likes in common. But it is going to take time for you to fall in love deeply and truly in love with that man or that woman. Okay? Please communicate between one another. Stop throwing answers at one another. Stop assuming. It's a two-way street. Ladies, if you want to be pampered and spoiled and all of that and woken up and feet rubbed and breakfast in the morning, a man wants the same thing too. Okay? That's what I've been looking for. I've been looking for a woman that's going to pamper me and spoil me. I don't want no woman to take care of me. Let's get this perfectly fucking clear right now. I don't need no woman to take care of me. I've been taking care of myself for almost over 30-something, 40-something years that I've been taking care of myself. Now, granted, I'm used to certain things. Granted, I'm used to doing certain shit. Granted that I'm not used to doing certain shit and everything like that there. I have a regimen, just like any other person would have a regimen that's been single, been by themselves, that ain't been in a relationship, that's been raising their kids and everything. I've had a regimen for the last couple of years because I've been raising a 5-year-old daughter. Big shout out to my daughter because I know she's listening. Daddy loves you, baby, and everything. So my regimen has been different. You know what I'm saying? That's just like if you go to the same store every damn day to buy the same damn milk and the same bread, pretty soon it's going to be a routine. It's going to be hard to break that routine. Ladies, stop thinking that you're coming into a man's life and you're going to change everything, that everything is going to revolve around you, and that you're going to make such the big difference in his life to where he's going to figure, oh, open up the floodgates, let the pigeons loose, let the doves loose, and this, that, and the other. It's just as hard as a man to change, just as hard as it is for a woman to change. You all have to meet halfway. We as black men, we already got a stigma on us. We're already classified as we don't want to do shit. All we want to do is have a woman take care of us. All we want to do is lay up and play PlayStation and all of this shit and everything like that. Those are fucked up stereotypes that society has created, and a lot of you fucking black women that got together gossiping and all of that shit, talking crazy and talking shit, has came up with. just like us black men, we get together and we come up with a lot of crazy shit about our black women. Our black women that don't want no black men. Our black women are this and our black women are that. All our black women want to do is have an attitude. All our black women want to do is fucking argue all the time. All our black women want to do is complain. We got some stereotypes for your ass, too. But we get tired of that, and we have to break the cycle sooner or later. But if you're trying to get to know somebody or get to know some man and be with some man, or you're trying to get to know some woman and be with some woman, back up a little bit. Give a little leeway. Give some room. Give some giving room. It takes one to know one. It takes a village to raise a child. I say this all the time. You know what I'm saying? And it takes a village to communicate for adults to act like fucking adults. You know, yeah, a lot of people going to probably call me and, yeah, fat man, you this, that, and the other and everything. I really don't care. I really don't care because I'm saying something that needs to be said because it's been said to me. You know what I'm saying? I've been called every name in the book by a woman, by a black woman, okay? You get tired of that shit after a while. You get tired of being talked about. You get tired of being stereotyped and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not what you thought that I was when you was looking at me from afar or whatever, or however the case may be, you know what I'm saying? Then move the hell on if that's the case. There's no hard feelings in nothing. We tend to carry and harbor feelings. I know I do. I know I do, and I'm a very big stickler of that, and that's something that I have to learn not to do, and that's harbor feelings, carry feelings on to the next so-called relationship. It's getting to where, you know, it's getting to where relationships is obsolete, and it's getting to where a man would rather be by himself than to be in a relationship. A man would rather keep dating than to be in a relationship. It's too much going on these days and too much BS going on just to get to know somebody. And we as black men aren't perfect. Never. We are never perfect. We have some flaws in our ass because society has put these flaws in our ass. But I know one thing. This black man here tries every single day to make himself better. I don't need no woman to validate who the fuck I am. I don't need no friend to validate who the fuck I am. I don't need a bunch of motherfuckers around me so I can have my little clique and my little crew so I can flex on who I am. I don't need that. I am a man that stands on my own, too. I am a man that pays my bills. I am a man that's still functioning in society. I am a black man that has never, ever been to jail. I am another black man that has never, ever been arrested for drug trafficking, human trafficking, pimping and pandering, domestic violence. I've never been arrested for none of those. I've always treated my black woman like my black queen if she deserves it. A woman has to deserve to get treated like a black queen and put on a man's pedestal, just like a man has to deserve to get treated like a black queen and put on her pedestal. Some men don't deserve to be put on a pedestal. Some women don't deserve to be put on a pedestal. We harbor too much from the last relationship. Start letting that shit go. How do you expect to move forward if you're constantly holding on to the past? The past is what holds us back. The past is what keeps us from graduating on to a future. Yeah, I got a future. I want a future. I got a bright-ass future. But I'm going to have to be the one to see that future through. There is no guarantee that anyone is going to be around me to help me get to my future or help me see my future. We all have to learn one thing, and this is the biggest thing, and that's communication. We still, as a people, do not communicate. We'd rather fuss at one another. We'd rather holler at one another. Or we'd just rather go, okay, then fuck it. And this and the other. There we go. Back to fuck it mode again. There comes a time in people's life, everybody, where you have to accept what's going on, you have to accept responsibility, and you have to accept it if you want change. I'm not excluding myself from none of this. I am a person that reads too deep into text messages. I am a person that reads too deep into messages. I am a person that reads between the lines a little too much in phone conversations or in conversations, period. I have a lot of flaws in my ass that I have to work on. Yes, I've been hurt. I've been scorned by another woman, by another black woman. How do you feel if you was a black man and you was doing everything under the sun for your black woman, but she still thought that the grass was greener on the other side because she wasn't ready for a relationship that you were ready for? How would you feel if you married somebody and that you were ready for kids and a house and the white picket fence and everything like that, and she wasn't ready for that? Women, I know how you feel when you go through that bullshit. It's like being kicked in the stomach. It hurts. It hurts like a motherfucker. Just like it hurts a man. It hurts a man to be kicked in the stomach, too. We need to learn how to not kick each other in the stomach and how to listen. We can understand everyone has ailments. Everyone has sicknesses. I have an ailment. Both of my knees are fucked up. There are days that I can't even walk. But I have no one here for me or have no one here to be with me to help me out in things of that nature. Everyone can't be here for Fat Man so he can help get out of bed. Everyone can't be here to help Fat Man cook dinner and everything like that. Fat Man has to take care of himself. So if you're dealing with Fat Man and Fat Man seems to come off sometimes, and yeah, I can come off very cocky. I can come off sometimes with an attitude. That's because I don't be wanting to hear that same bullshit from the same motherfucker, from the same woman, or from any woman of that nature, because I don't give bullshit. I don't sit and question you about who you done talked to, who you done been with, how come you ain't done this, how come you ain't done that. The way I was raised, you don't question certain women about certain shit. You don't question women about their past. You ask questions that's pertinent. Same thing with a woman. Ask questions that's pertinent. Don't give up shit like, well, you never asked me that. How the fuck am I supposed to ask you and we supposed to be getting to know each other? So you're trying to tell me that shit, we're getting to know each other and it's just shit that you just withhold and don't want to talk about or don't want to discuss? That's not being fair. That's not being fair to the significant other that you're trying to get to know. That's not being fair to yourself. I have no reason to disclose anything. I am an open book. Sometimes too damn open. Sometimes too damn open. I've been told that I'm too honest. I've been told that I'm too honest at times. I ain't never heard that shit before. When the last time you talked to a motherfucker and you done told him that you too honest, you just too damn honest and everything like that. No, I ain't never heard no shit like that before. You know what I'm saying? There is no such thing as being too honest. We have to be honest. Like Big Mama say, we are in our last days. Y'all may not know it, but Jesus is coming back. He coming back as sure as my name is Ale Mobley Jr. He is coming back, if he not already here. And y'all need to think about that, because I think about it every day. When you spend as much time by yourself as I do every day, only certain people ring my phone. Only certain people call and see how I'm doing. And it seems like when certain people or a few people get mad and get upset with me or anything like that, then, hold on, I'm getting another message and everything. If certain people get upset and things like that, I'd have kind of lost my train of thought because I got these text messages coming through and this and the other people listening to my radio show and everything, and they got their comments. Well, you won't call in and voice your comment. You will text me your comment. Don't text me your comment. Call in and be a voice. Make a difference. This is why I belong to certain organizations out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, to get in the community to make a difference. That's what black men need to do. Everybody wants the black man to take the step forward, but when a black man does take a step forward, we get knocked 10 steps back. And in some cases, it's a good thing because it does nothing but make us better as men. It makes us better as men on our daily grind. It makes you better as a woman on your daily grind. Now, I can say this. I am very, very, very proud of my black women. My black women are taking charge. They're being Fortune 500 owners. They're being Fortune 500 CEOs. They're doing things in the industry now that a black never dreamed of doing. They're making moves. They're raising children. In some cases, our black women are being mothers and fathers in the household. I applaud you. I applaud you. Bravo, bravo. Because there are times when there is a need for a mother to be the mother and the father. I applaud our black men because there are a lot of black men that are out here that are being fathers to their children. We just don't get the recognition for it. We still get counted as deadbeats because of the few that don't want to pay child support. Brothers, you need to pay your child support to take care of your damn child. You created the child, you laid there with that woman, you made love to that woman, and now you got a beautiful blessing. There is nothing wrong with taking care of your child. Matter of fact, it's manly, and you become more of a respected man when you take care of your seed, when you take care of your child. That's the most sexiest thing a man can do is when he takes care of his child. Now, like I said, I know this morning was probably off the cuff and everything like that, but it was like I've been getting text messages all last night, all this week, actually. You know what I'm saying? Excluding the holiday. You know what I'm saying? For everybody that had a great Labor Day and everything. Been getting crazy-ass text messages and everything about relationships, about my man don't want me, my man don't respect me, my man don't want to talk to me, or my woman don't want this, and my woman don't want that, and this and the other, and all of that. You know what I'm saying, people? It comes to the time to where we have to get along whether we want to or not. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, tomorrow is not promised to nobody. We have to take this one day at a time. So I thank y'all for listening to me this morning. I thank y'all for being here and listening to me every morning. You know what I'm saying? The morning show fluctuates. We get people that want to listen. We get people that don't want to listen. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to be here, if the Lord willing, every day, Monday through Friday, from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. or from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'm talking about 9 p.m. Damn, that's a 12-hour damn show that I'm doing from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Damn, I'm just on the radio too damn much. You know what I'm saying? But I try and bring everybody something. I try and bring a show with some substance. I try and bring a show with a little bit of everything in it. You know what I'm saying? Because where I'm at right now is, you know, I'm over here and my studio is in the hood. And I deal with hood niggas. I deal with hood shit every day. I get tired of that. You know what I'm saying? When you're a man and you got to be on your guard all the time, you got to be on the defense all the time because you never know what type of motherfucker is walking up on you. You never know what type of motherfucker got something crazy to say to you. Nothing respectful, always disrespectful. You get tired of that shit. So, I want to thank you all for joining me this morning. I want to thank you all for tuning in and listening to the Keep It Real Morning Show, because on here, I definitely, definitely keeps it real. You know what I'm saying? And I just felt that this morning it needed to be said. Some things needed to be said about our black people, our black women, black men, and our relationships, because I'm seeing a lot of black men and black women trying to fix their relationships. I see black men and black women trying to stay together. You know what I'm saying? Al Green made a song like that. Let's stay together. You know what I'm saying? And he's right. You know, we need to stay together through all times of weather, through times as good or bad, happy or sad. We need to stay together because when you look around, sometimes that's all you have is your black king, or that's all you have is your black queen. One day I'm going to find my black queen, and I will find her, and I will make sure that I spoil her, cherish her, and shower her with whatever she wants. You know, a black man wants to give his black woman everything that she could ever want, everything under the sun. He wants to give her her crown, her jewels, her the respect. He wants to give her that big beach house and everything like that and stuff. But women, black women, you got to give the black man a chance to even try and do it. Stop counting us out before we even get into the gate. Stop going on, well, because of what happened or because of this or this, that, and the other. You already counting us out. You got to give people a chance. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Give your black man a chance to be that black king. You never know what that man has probably been through, and that it brings back flashbacks, and it's things that he has to deal with to bring himself out of it. Same thing, brothers, with our sisters. You give our sisters a chance to make a difference in your life. Don't be so quick to judge. Don't be so quick to want to put her down. Don't be so quick to want to call her out her name. Don't be so quick to want to be disrespectful. It's not cool. It's not cool at all. We must respect each other as people of color, no matter what color you are. What color you are, I don't care if you're green with purple polka dots, you're blue and red with speckled stripes. I don't care. But we got to learn how to respect one another and be respectful. You know what I mean? So, for today, respect one another. Love one another. You know what I'm saying? Because tomorrow ain't promised to nobody. You know what I mean? And I appreciate y'all rocking with me this morning. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. This is the Keep It Real Morning Show. And we definitely, definitely keeps it real on this show. I just want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank everybody for listening to me this morning and everything. Yeah, I had a little rant and everything. You can always call and give me your rant at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Y'all, God bless. Keep each other. Be good to one another. One heart, one nation, one love, y'all. I will check y'all out tomorrow morning. It's the Keep It Real Morning Show, y'all. I'm out of here.
Like it's magic.
Oh, yeah.
I see nobody but you. I'm never confused. Hey, I'm so used to being you.
So wrong when you call unexpected. Cause I hate.
We live in our lives. Hey, you're my favorite kind of night.
DJ Ill Will.
Benzo, Batman, Big Ho, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. Benzo, Batman, Big Ho, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. She a straight killer, Max Payne, Travis Porter, make it rain, Young Money Gang, put you on a team. All my bitches fly, put you on a plane. Hundreds in your face, why you broke, boy? Not from Shy City, but I make the Illinois. Let your pride go and walk it out. In the bank, and I'm only cashing large amounts. 1, 1, 2, 2, bitch, what it do, do? 3, 3, 4, 4, drop it to the flow, flow. 5, 5, 6, 6, rubber on the tits, tits. 7, 7, 8, 8, make that ass.
DJ Rockstar.
I'm Benzo, Batman, big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. So fat, I need a lap dance. Benzo, Batman, thick hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. It's raining ass and titties. Yeah, ass and titties. If you ain't throwing money, mind your fucking business. Floss like the dentist. Dennis the Menace. Run with crazy niggas, probably get a life sentence. Sharper than attack, attack and bite you bitches. Swagger jacking, biting, I don't like you niggas. Life conscious rappers, mad cause we winning. Snug long nose, call it Scottie Pippen. Ah, got like 200k large in the backseat of my car. Like see Alice, I go hard, motherfucker.
1, 1, 2, 2, bitch, what it do, do? 3, 3, 4, 4, drop it to the flow, flow. 5, 5, 6, 6, rubber on the tits, tits. 7, 7, 8, 8, make that
DJ
ass shake.
I'm Benzo, Batman, big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. Benzo, Batman, big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance.
Need a lap dance.